The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.
Welcome along to this live episode of the Still Parents Podcast. This particular mini episode is all about and suggested that we talk about the baby loss anniversaries, which we've touched on, you know, in brief terms quite often throughout the course of the show, but just to dig in a little bit deeper. Now, if this is the first time you've ever heard the Still Parents Podcast, I'm going to introduce you to Matt and Ryan from the Lily Mae Foundation. Ryan, who, along with Amy, lost Lily Mae 16 years ago this year, in February, and it's Callie's 10th. Not actually, when is it?
June.
So it's not far now, is it?
Nope.
For Matt and Crystal. First and foremost, obviously, the nuances with it and the time differences. Can you explain any tangible differences you've noticed? We'll start with you, Matthew, in how you build up to the anniversary from the first year up to recently.
I don't think there's a straightforward answer to that. I think it differs all the time anyway. I think that the issue being that sometimes people build themselves up to the first one and it might not be as bad. But then the second and third one might be worse than the first one. So I suppose the way that I build up to it is, well, this year especially has been a lot different for me compared to other years, because I'm finding 10 quite a big number. And I don't know where it's come from necessarily, because 10 shouldn't be any different to any other number. But I just have moments where it's harder, and probably harder than other years. But
has that taken you by surprise?
Nothing surprises me now, really, with this.
Fair point.
It's just you learn to figure it out as you go along and bumble your way through at moments.
Well, I guess that's what it is. You do bumble your way through, because there's no manual. Why would you know this anyway? It's not something that gets taught.
You know, it's the fact that the first time I worked for the charity full-time in 2022... In fact, no, it would have been 2023, sorry, leading into her birthday, because 2023 would have been the first time that I'd worked for the charity while it was Callie's birthday.
Okay.
Because I didn't start till August 22. And I really...
God, has it been that long?
I know, yeah. Four years this year, mate, you've had me.
First thing Ryan said.
Four years this year.
Well, I remember when you started. That's gone fast, actually.
And I really struggled with the lead up to her birthday, because I started freaking out about the fact that I was working with clients at that point on a one-to-one, and I was worrying about how I was going to handle Callie's birthday.
Yeah.
Also while working with parents at the same time.
And how did it transpire in the end?
I think I had to have a couple of days off.
Oh, did you?
No, I actually did. I think I had to come and see Ryan in the back end of May sort of thing, and say, look, I need a bit of time. And he's like, that's fine, because you know, we're bereaved parents as well. Yeah. So I just had a couple of days off and, worked my way through it.
How about the next year?
Since then, I've been fine. Last 2 years have been absolutely fine.
Ryan, you've been through the 10-year anniversary, the one that Matt is building up to with Crystal for Callie this year. Did you have any similar, I guess, the emotional experience in the build-up to it being such a milestone, or, you know, how different was your approach or your mindset to Matt's?
At the 10-year?
Yeah.
I'll be completely honest, I can't remember.
Well, you decided on 10, 10, 10, didn't you?
Yeah, so I actually, thanks for reminding me. I was trying to put COVID, the difference was...
Oh, gosh, it was COVID.
Yeah,
COVID,
he's
6 years ago now.
Yeah, 2020 was COVID year, but it was also Lily's 10th birthday. And I'd come up with that idea of the 10, 10, 10.
For anyone who hasn't known about it, what was the 10, 10, 10?
It's 10, well, it was 10 extreme events over 10 days throughout the year with 10 bereaved dads. So
brilliant.
We started off actually on Lily's 10th birthday, didn't we?
That's right.
We did a night walk where we walked, what was it? It was about 50 kilometres, wasn't it? Yep. Overnight, something like that.
Oh gosh, I remember that. That was just not long before we started doing this podcast.
Yeah, and it was freezing and it pissed it down and it was horrible, But
worth it though.
Oh, yeah, worth it. But I think in terms of how I felt at that time, I think it's the same in every year that I've ever had in the lead up to Lily's birthday. I always find the build up worse than the day.
Yes.
Yep. And there's lots of, I tell that to a lot of my clients.
Why
as well.
Do we think that is? Is it just the way that people, we tend just to build things up in our head?
The thing is, I liken it to the millennium. You remember when we were told,
millennium,
you know,
book.
We're going to get to the millennium, yeah. book, the sky's going to turn fucking yellow.
We're all going to disappear.
We're all going to disappear. And yeah.
Computers are going to explode.
Yeah.
That was the big one.
And then midnight, yeah. boom.
All the planes will drop out of the sky.
Nothing's changed.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's exactly the same. Nothing changes. It's just the build-up to it. Yeah. And sometimes, I think now I've got to the point where it's the build-up and I'm just sort of thinking, I just want to get this out of the way.
Is it something you just want to get over? Not disrespecting, obviously, your girls, but just almost from a personal viewpoint of, I think this done now.
I think it's, I don't know what Ryan thinks, I think it's like the heaviness of it. Because you know it's coming.
Yeah.
You can't do anything about it. It you've been through however many you've been through already, but you can't stop the feelings. You just can't. There's a song there.
I think as well, some people expect you to react in certain ways.
That's right.
It's like there's almost an
feel like there's a pressure on you.
I think people do. I mean, like, I have had people sit down and speak to me. How are you? In that lead up to that week, and I'm just thinking, I'm no different to normal. I'm just 16 years down the line, which is obviously has its own issues within itself in the respect of she would have been doing her GCSEs this year. She would have been getting her exam results this year. Mm. She's, you know, a year away from learning how to drive or things like that. And she potentially in the summer would have been going away with her friends or you know, and all, there's all of those sort of things. But
boyfriends.
No, that wouldn't have happened. But there's always that sort of, you know, what would she have been like? What would she have looked like? I look at Ivy and Bobby, for instance, and I think, God, would she have looked like any of them? I know, obviously, everyone's unique in their own sort of thinking of what goes on at that time, and you know how they deal with their birthdays and things like that. But I do feel like sometimes there's a lot of pressure, and I noticed it a little bit more with Amy this year as well.
In what way?
So we went for dinner, but we didn't. We would ordinarily have done a birthday cake or something in the restaurant where we were. We didn't do it like that this year. We did it at home in the privacy of our own home.
Yeah.
I do think there is a lot of pressure on us to be a certain way when we're not that way. We're very much, we just like to do it ourselves now rather than having to follow what we've done over years and years and years. Whether that's the right thing or the wrong thing, well, there is, in my opinion, there is no right or wrong thing. But the analogy I use a lot to people is that everybody has a scar on their body. Everybody has a story behind that scar. And the only difference between this scar and those external scars is this scar is internal. It's in your heart.
Yeah, I remember you've mentioned that on a few episodes before, and it's a really good point. Matt, we'll go back to you. Have you noticed any difference in your relationship with Crystal, your wife, or how she deals with the anniversary? Because, and I'll also mention this now, because you kind of have two anniversaries, because the birthday for Kelly and the Memorial Day, obviously very close to each other, but they both have significant...
Yeah, I don't know whether that's just because as everyone knows by now, I do running challenges for Callie's birthday, and because her Memorial Day is the end of June, it is bookended where we have to get through like a month to know that we had that funeral day as well. But I mean, this year with the 10 years, I've spoken to Crystal a little bit about it, and a couple of times she's just gone, nope, not at the moment.
Right.
And I've been fine. That's fine. That's okay.
I don't want to.
Yeah, pretty much. So
has Crystal's relationship with grief changed over that?
I think so. Yeah. Decade? I think so. Probably. Yeah. I think it has. But I think as well that as you go through the years, you don't talk about your lost baby
as often.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's no disrespect to her in any way, shape or form, because she'll be our daughter and baby forever. But I've said this to people who've asked about going on to have other children.
Yeah.
Like, as much as Cali is important to us, it wouldn't be fair on Etta to live through Cali all the time.
Yeah. Because Etta is now 9, right?
Yeah, coming up 9 October. Nine. But she has her life. She's physically here.
Yeah.
Sadly, Cali isn't. And it wouldn't be healthy for me and Crystal to live our life like consistently through Cali. So that, you have to balance your emotions out as well, right? You do.
You've got Etta as well. And there's a huge difference between 6 and 8, nearly 9 years old in terms of how they might process things. And each year, understanding a little bit further or maybe asking more questions about her big sister.
But I think Crystal, I think we both grieve differently. I think we do. I think I'm...
Do you spend the day together?
Yeah.
It
depends on what day it lands on.
Right.
Like, I mean, if in the past, if it's been a work day, now we just...
Or talk more, because you mentioned about how over time you have these discussions less. Mm. Does it then kind of peak on this?
Yeah, it might do. Yeah, I mean, again, it's just, because also the thing for Crystal is her mum's memorial date is her mum's date when she passed is the day before Cali's memorial date, which is why we didn't do the funeral on that day, because she's dealing with that. So
heavy time then.
Bit of a month for us, but like I said, it changes over time, looked different over time, and that's why it's hard to give advice on it, really.
Because there is no right or wrong, no manual, is there? It's just nuances, I guess, in the
And that's the thing, is that it doesn't matter what anniversary or anything it is, you as a bereaved parent, you do what is right for you and your family at that time. And some people like to do the things like the birthday cakes or things like that. And, if people have gone on and had other children and getting their other children involved, or if they've had children prior to the loss, with them being involved and things like that. So every family does things differently, and there's no right or wrong way of doing it. I'd love to know what external people to the bereaved expect us to be like. Do they expect us to be wailing and crying and inconsolable and stuff? Because it's not reality. It's just not reality.
Well, I know you too.
Yeah.
And I've not been through this, but it's my answer to that would be no, but also because you and Matt are very, very different people. So I don't particularly expect you to behave in a way that I would sense to be different from how I see you all the time. I know partly with what you guys do with the Lily May Foundation, but just knowing your personalities in general, like I say, Matt's like a tall walking hog. You're just an angry mofo.
Yeah.
But obviously I'm kind of joking here, but do you experience more extreme emotions? Is that a dumb question on that day? Because obviously it's you remembering.
No, I think that is a good question, because I think my tolerance for things
becomes day to day.
Yeah, around that sort of time.
So that slow drivers at the roundabout and all of that stuff.
Yeah, I've just got no time for bullshit at that time.
Yeah.
My tolerance isn't great anyway for a lot of things, but I do find that at that time it's more exhausting than anything.
Yeah.
And it's exhausting...
Mentally or physically?
Mentally and physically as well. I think it's exhausting in thinking as well at the same time. What do people expect us to be like?
Yeah.
And even though you shouldn't give a monkey's about what Joe Bloggs thinks you should be like...
He can't help but speculate.
He can't help but speculate that...
So what do you think the answer to that question is then?
I think...
Do you sense like something, an expectancy?
I think people expect you to be... In a certain way, yeah.
So let's say, for example...
What that way is, I don't know.
Well,
but
here's an example. Social media.
Oh, it pisses me off.
Right. Now, this, I think, we can, because, again, you've got different approaches to it. Matt's very vocal, very honest, very open book. I know Crystal, not so much. Yeah. And as Ryan just said, you can probably guess which way he goes towards that. So do you feel... If that's something you want to do. So I'm not saying, is it something that's expected? But how do you approach and what's your opinion on... the social media. So this is something you'd rather avoid that day, or even because sometimes you might write a post and then you don't even look at it yourself. It's just to help you get it out.
I use social media personally
yeah.
as a as a route to get things off my chest.
Yes.
I don't do it for likes. I don't do it for comments. I don't do it for that. It's my opportunity to be able to just put something, get it. You know, like where some people say for therapy, write things down.
Yeah.
Okay. And somebody might counter that and say, well, why don't you just write it down on a post-it note then?
Well, that's the thing, because this, the only difference is pressing publish. I don't use social media. I used to use it a lot, and I've kind of like a few years ago, and maybe I'll come back to it again. But that, I missed that way of just kind of writing something, and it's like a valve, isn't it? A release. You know, not for me, not through baby loss, but from whatever social situations or pressures or whatever. But they're my phone notes. If I ever lose my phone, I don't want anyone to see what's in there. But I think we all have that, because that's just my way. I'll write it down and I'll fall asleep. Then I'll look at it the next morning and go, you're an idiot. Or go, I made a point then. And I remembered how I felt in that moment. But just, the difference is not putting it online.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So with that, Matt, have you always been that way with your social? Because I love that about you, how just honest and open, not saying you're not Ryan, but his way of putting it out.
I think again, Ryan will remember back in the very early days, even before I became involved with the charity, that I used to blog as well. Mm. And I used to put my blogs out
I remember you saying.
They'd be shared and things like that. And so I...
Was that the start of your book by Matt?
Book by Matt, yeah. Yeah, it was. It was.
Right, okay. We can't say that and not reference it now in case you've never heard the show before. Book by Matt is
It's a colouring book.
Eagerly anticipated book that he is due. Are you still planning to release it this year? How's the process going?
It will be. Yeah, I've spoken to...
Because it's a beautiful idea. We give Matt a lot of stick, but it's a book where you're reading to Callie, aren't you?
Well, yeah, like all That's the people great. Involved are the people that she'd call mommy or daddy that kind of stuff. So I've spoken to a publishing agency that my uncle knows, because my uncle and my aunt have been heavily involved in helping me with this.
Yeah.
And they know a publishing agency in Malvern who've spoken, and I've emailed them and spoken to them, and they're willing to help with it. So
good.
That's the next step forward for it. And yeah, hopefully, I mean, it would be great to release it on her birthday, but we're actually on holiday for her birthday anyway.
And you don't need to make a rod for your own back. You release it when it's ready.
Yeah, but it will be this year. Yeah. I'd imagine it'll be this year.
But to go back with that question came from?
The blog started.
Because of the blog,
because obviously we didn't, if you don't forget that me and Crystal didn't come across the charity straight away, because we didn't get a memory box from the charity. We got it from, I can't remember which one it was now, but the first time we came across the charity was the Fun Run.
Yeah.
And so I started blogging because I didn't actually realise there was any other bereaved dads out there.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'll start writing my feelings down and my emotions down around it and just got it out there, really.
What kind of reaction did you have to that? Remember the first time you got a response?
Yeah, no, it was a lot of people saying, you know, fair play to you and it's very brave, and at the time I thought, well, I'm not doing it to be brave or anything. I'm just doing it because like Ryan said, I'm doing it because I need to do it, and he's helping me.
Yeah, well, that's great, isn't it? That's what you need to do. What you need to do.
Yeah, but the social media side of things, yes, I am very vocal. I will take a picture of Callie's graveside when I go up and see her and share it on my social media and say that I'm out, I'm seeing her and stuff like this. And I don't go as often as I did, but when I do, and obviously I've now got my Instagram page as well and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been very vocal, and I've always got it out there. But I said it like this, that if I'm vocal about it, it's yes, it does help me. But if I'm giving the room to other people to talk about their issues and things that they might not even be baby loss, just things that they're dealing with on a mental health capacity, if they see me sharing what I'm doing and it helps them to share what they're doing, it gives them the room, then I'm winning at life. So that's how I see it.
Would you want to read some of it out on the podcast?
I guess so.
You could do that.
Matt can't read.
Yeah.
And as soon as you said that, I'm just waiting.
Your challenge that you're doing this year, which is the 10 kilometres every single day in 2026 for Callie. And obviously that means you will be doing it on the anniversary and also the memorial.
In Weymouth. So I'll be on holiday.
Okay, so at least it means you'll be doing a different route, because I think you've been going a bit crazy, haven't you, from doing the same route every day.
It genuinely hasn't bothered me.
But you have cried while you do the run, which I think is actually. I mean, there's two ways of looking at it. One is I love that, because the reason why you're doing it in the first place and just being absolutely unashamed in how you want to project it. The second one is just, I kind of would love to be a fly on the wall or on the windscreen of a car driving past looking at this 7'8" man.
7'8"
with toes like Spaghetti Junction, bawling his eyes out on the side of the road whilst running.
Yeah, but you know what? It's interesting, because what Ryan said about the actual day, it sounds bizarre, but I've become less emotional on the day probably as the years have gone on.
That's what I was trying to say.
Mm. Which makes sense.
I have my moments during that day, don't get me wrong. Yeah. I have my moments where it's hard and you look at it. But actually, I think like any grief changes over the years, and you're naturally not going to be as emotional as the years pass by anyway.
I don't know if you can answer this. Ryan, you can answer this as well. Do you feel like you'd want to be that emotional again on that day, or are you happy that you're not anymore? Is it something like, oh, why?
If I am, I am. But if I'm personally, no, I don't think whatever's healthy is healthy to a different person. But I think the further you go down, and it's just my opinion, of course, but if you are still crying and you're still as heavily emotional as you were on the very first one.
Yeah, okay.
That you are 10 years down the line, but it continues and continues and continues, then I think there's possibly some grief that hasn't been worked out by that point.
Some unresolved.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's how I'd see it.
Yeah. I think that's a great point.
Yeah, no, I know. I agree. We've had a comment from Billy Joe Richold, who just would like to say thank you to the Lily May Foundation for help and support so far. So hopefully you'll continue to access the support programs that we offer as a charity. And I'm glad that we've been able to offer you a little bit of comfort, obviously, at such a difficult time.
Who was that again on that comment? So I'm trying to look at the screen, but I've just had my first eye test in 28 years, and it turns out I need reading glasses.
You need glasses.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim over here.
Yeah. I was squinting, trying to...
Billy Joe Richold.
All right. Thank you, Billy Joe. Ryan, well, we'll end with this. Both of you answer this question, please. If you could rewrite a 2026 version on how you think society should handle baby loss anniversaries as being bereaved parents, what would you change?
Allow the bereaved parents to celebrate, if that's the right word, or to remember and do what they want on that day without fear of external eyes scrutinising everything that they do.
Yeah. Do you expect or want people to reach out on these days? Or do you just want to be by yourself with your family?
It's interesting, because last year I always put a status out about Callie's birthday on Facebook. And last year Crystal made me hold off for some of the start of the day.
To see who responded.
Yeah. Right. Just
to see who reached out without you doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
And we knew who would and who did.
Yeah.
And Crystal said, right, now you can put something on, that's fine.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. It's an interesting way of looking
how long
at
did
it.
How long did you leave it for? What time of day did you eventually put it up?
1 minute longer than you normally would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't put it up at 10, Matthew. 10:01.
Just probably, like normally it's on her birthday, it's the first thing I do. Yeah. I put it on, and I'll probably till about mid-morning just to see.
Okay.
Like, but yeah, it was fascinating really to see. But again, if there's a whiteboard in front of me, I could have written down the names.
I also think it's just just message friends, family, whoever it may be, is a message, or not even necessarily a message, a phone call goes a lot further than a message. Just showing that you...
Would you rather someone phone you than message you?
Like a voice message.
What voice note? You love a voice note.
Oh, now you like a voice note.
You love a voice note.
You ate it when I sent you on at half 2 a.m.
Well, there you go.
Exactly.
I've had to stop.
I love you. And also, please don't take offence if the bereaved parent doesn't respond back to you.
Yeah, because it's not about you. Yeah.
Right, just relax your ego, bring it in
line. There's a lot of people, though, that can make it about them. because right. they think that it's almost like I will get brownie points because, I mean, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but I know that over the years yeah. there have been people who, yeah.
Well, it's funny to mention that because obviously we're in March now, and last month for nearly May 16th, I text Ryan, now knowing that I should have sent a voice note.
Nobbed.
And can't believe he didn't phone me to say thank you.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I didn't, yeah. Of course not. It's not the reason why you're doing it.
No, but to some people it is.
Some people it is, yeah.
And they need that validation of like.
Yeah.
Finally, what would you say to anyone listening right now who's approaching the first anniversary? On how to approach it. I know there's no set rule book, but you know, this links in with what you do every day anyway. Is there some words that you could offer?
You can't stop it from coming.
Mm.
So
how to prepare mentally maybe for it then?
Yeah, so you obviously can't stop it from coming. You know it's gonna happen. Trust me that the build up to it is worse yeah. than the day. It's very much a lot of people put pressure on themselves because they feel they have to do something or they have to acknowledge it or they have to do X, Y, and Z. You don't have to do anything. You do what you want to do.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to look down on you, or if they do look down on you and with expectation that you're going to do something and you don't do something, well, then they don't understand you. You just do what you think is best yeah. on that day. There's no right or wrong way of doing it.
And try not to worry about it, because in general, the build-up, as we said, is far worse, and that means you worry and worry and worry, and then actually in the end, you worry about something that doesn't actually happen.
Yeah. We've spoken in the past about platitudes, haven't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, exactly that is, some people have to want to say something for the sake of wanting to say something, because
yeah.
they don't like a silence or something like that.
Yeah.
Let's look at our last podcast that we've done this morning. Yeah. We had a big silence in one bit because he was extremely upset.
Mm.
But we sat here and we waited
yeah.
because we ain't going to throw things in just for the sake of breaking a silence.
So that will take all the time that you need.
Yeah, exactly that.
Thank you, gents. If you would like to have any particular topic on our live episodes discussed, please just let us know. You can get in touch through our app. You can email us or just use any of the social medias. And we'll be back in touch with you very soon for our next episode of the Still Parents Podcast. This is supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Matthew, thank you.
Thank you, mate.
Ryan, thank you.
Thank you.
And we'll catch you very soon. Take care, everyone.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.